ఖ్యాతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానంజన శలాకయ చక్షూరున్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయై కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమో నమః. భక్త్యా విహీనాపరాధలక్ష్యై చిత్వాశ్చ కామాదితరంగమధ్యై కృపామయీం త్వం శరణం ప్రపన్నా వృందే నమస్తే చరణారవిందం. వృందే నమస్తే చరణారవిందం. తవైవాస్మి తవైవాస్మి నజీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధే తం నయమామ చరణంతి. శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతం. ఐ బిగన్ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ వరవింగం. శరీఫ్ గోస్వామి మీట్ విత్ డివైన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు at the auspicious bank of Ganges river at Prayag, where Ganges and Jamuna are meeting like elder and younger sisters. Ganges is elder sister and Jamuna is younger, but very beautiful, sweet and so soft, because she has had the love and affection of a special Krishna and Srimati Radhika. She is Vishakha. So Ganga thinks him fortunate that I met my younger sister, and now I believe that I will have someday the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami met. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always, he was shrinking in the ocean of Krishna prema. Wherever he sees any river, he tried to jump in that river, thinking that this is Yamuna. If he sees any mountain, hill, or any high place, he thinks that, oh, this is Govardhan Giriraj, where Radha and Krishna conjugal, and so many gopis and gopi met with Krishna and served Krishna. Any forest he was seeing, he at once knew that, oh, I am in Vrindavan, where Radha Krishna conjugal, and with gopis and gopis he used to dance and to do so many sweet pastimes. So here Rupa Goswami was looking. He has come from his home. How he has come? Taking some money from house, that I am going to Vrindavan, I will need some money, some wealth. Never. Totally he gave up everything, distributed among his neighbors and his all others, and penniless he came there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived for about 10 days. And mercifully he told that, I'm giving one drop of bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasa, although bhakti rasa is a very deep, endless ocean, no bank at all, water and water of rush. But I am giving one drop to you, that you should taste it. And so, see how sweet, tasteful this is. He is telling, Brahmand Bhramiti Kanu Bhagyamanji. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Jatavij. A person, conditioned soul, after lakhs and endless birth and death, anyhow by the mercy of Krishna, he has got a human shape, either male or female, no difference. Some difference is there, but I will explain it afterward. So, uncounted gift. Going through endless birth and death passing by the grace of Krishna, we have received this shape of human shape. Konu Bhagyaman Jeev. What is the meaning of Bhagyaman Jeev?
Fortunate.
How fortunate? In any life, if a person has any kind of association of Krishna Bhakta or anything related to Krishna, like Tulasi, Ganga, Bhakta, Bhagavat, Bhagavat temple, seeing deities, taking darshan of deities, and serving anyhow, knowingly, unknowingly. Especially the impression coming by the association, by hearing something to true devotees, that bhagya comes, that
fortune
comes. If it is good impression, some strong impression, then he will easily have sadhu sangha, association of pure Vaishnava. And if he has not that, very little, then anyhow he will be related to Vaishnavas. And gradually, if that impression becomes so strong, then by the grace of Krishna and Guru, that is Bhakta, he receives Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of Bhakti. How? That Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, and his last birth he has fasted on the day of Nrisingha Chaturdashi, unknowingly. He was attached to any prostitute, and prostitute kicked one day because he had no money, and then he was so feeling so sad that he wanted to suicide, and he went giving up that prostitute in a forest. Unluckily, the forest was so deep, dense forest. Wild beasts were roaring in the night, so he had got fear. And he entered in a broken temple. Whole day has not taken. He was observing fasting. And in the night, he went in the broken temple and took shelter, weeping and weeping. That prostitute also, not knowing that he is here, and he also was searching him. By chance, she also came in the night of the same place, seeking some shelter, and she entered in that temple in a corner, another corner. She was also weeping. Why I give pen to that man? He has lost everything for me. I've done mistake. And she was weeping. Thus both fasting and weeping, whole day, night, gone. At that temple was Nrisimhadeva temple broken. And at that day, when they were fasting, it was Nrisimha Chaturdashi. So Krishna arranged for both that they should be devotees. And that is why he came in the yom of Kayadhu, mother of, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. And for more than, how much?
60,000
years, he heard Narada Rishi. How? His mother went in the same cottage where Narada used to live, because his husband has gone to for austerities. So she was in the shade of Narada Rishi. Narada Rishi, thinking like a daughter, he gave shelter there, and she was there. So, as we give class, he used to attend classes and to hear all. But as he was a lady, general lady, so she forget everything. But he was telling especially for Prahlad Maharaj, who was in the womb, and he was hearing. All the Vedas, Narada Rishi knows. He knows everything. He told everything for Prahlad, who was in the womb. And he was patiently hearing for 60,000 years, you can imagine. Hearing. Anything, question came, at once Narada Rishi knew, and he answered everything. So from birth he became high class of Uttam Mahabhagavat. He gave the seed of bhakti to serve Krishna, and he also gave water. In seed it sprouted, and it took the shape of bhakti lata. It crossed by hearing and chanting, remembering Brahmanda, and after that Biraja, and after that Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura. So it can go. So he is describing this thing. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. If anyone is like this, having some impression of past lives, easily Krishna manages to have a good association. We cannot do. Who can do? Krishna can arrange. I think that you have not done anything for a good association. Some has done. But actually I see that Krishna has done. He has hold my this sticky and brought me here. Swamiji has brought me here. My Gurudev and Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami. I don't wish, I never desired to come. I wanted to be in Vrindavan, always remembering, observing in Krishna Bhakti Rasa. But they dragged me here. I think that you have never done so much labor to bring me here. No? Some has done. So, if we are sincere, then all arrangements comes from Krishna and Guru. As we are hankering for Gurudev, searching Guru, Guru also searches good disciples. He comes to disciples, to conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was searching anyone and he received a disciple like Rupa Goswami here. Rupa Goswami. Give up all his worldly desire. No desire was there. So if you like to have bhakti like this, you will have to follow him. You will have to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. You will have to follow Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, Sanatana Goswami. Otherwise, Guru wants to give you these things, but you cannot have. But if you are like them, no worldly desire, no to test anything of this world, only to test bhakti seva, Krishna service. So what is this bhakti lata bij? By making here disciple Krishna katha, Gaur katha, everything comes in this. Everything comes in this. If you will serve Krishna, our life will be successful. We can easily cross sufferings of the life and we can test bhakti rasa. This bhakti lata bij comes from shraddha. It appears by outside like shraddha. What is shraddha? I told in morning. What I told in morning? Govinda Bhakta. That means what?
Too much faith in the word of Gurudev.
Yes.
And if there is deep shraddha, like Kalidas Thakur, Kalidas Thakur is telling, if you cut me into pieces, yet I should not leave Krishna Nam.
This
way. At any cost, at any means, you will not leave Krishna consciousness.
So if there is shraddha, he must have strong faith on his Guru, words, on the words of Krishna, on the words of Shastra. And these are three, one. Narottam Thakur has told like this. But sometimes, if it is not Guru, there is no bona fide Guru, then the words of Guru are not same as Shastra. Then we will have to decide ourselves what Shastra is saying, what Krishna is saying. And if Guru is not telling like the same, he is not Guru. He cannot help us. But if the three are in the same line, then you should think that Guru is, that Guru is qualified. Shastra Vakya never be false. And Krishna Vakya also should not be worse, not false. They are true to extent. But sometimes we cannot know what is the meaning of Krishna words or Shastra word. So Guru explains it. So I told that Guru or Krishna gives that seva bhasana to serve Krishna. He is explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. He will tell the story of Narada Rishi, what I told yesterday, perhaps another day, told today. He will tell the story of Kapil Dev and Devahuti. What is world? What is birth and death? He will tell the story of pastime of that he was moving in the forest and seeking new Puranjanupakhyan. Puranjanupakhyan? You should know Puranjanupakhyan also. And after that, you should know Vritrasur. And after that, you should enter in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. How Krishna took birth. How his pastimes were so sweet. How he killed all the demons. He never killed any demon. What he did? Mercifully, he gave them mukti from that thing. Salvation, more than that. He made them, some of them, engaged in his service and eternally. So, he will tell all these things. Especially, Shant Dasya Sakha Ang Vasal and Madhuras. All pastimes of Krishna is in Srimad Bhagavatam. But if anyone is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita from any bona fide Vaishnava, what he will feel? Only Madhur Ras. There are some pastimes of all, very little, little, little. But from beginning, Chaitanya Charitamrita gets all the Madhur Ras services. If anyone hearing, he has so much bhagyaman, fortunate, then he will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. If anyone hearing the pastimes of Krishna, it is not certainty that he will enter in Madhur Ras. But it is surely that if anyone from any bona fide Rasik Vaishnava is hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, will have agreed to serve Krishna like gopis. And if he is not having this mode, then we should think that he is so bogus person. Not bogus, but unfortunate. Because he wanted to give this mode. So it comes like a seed. He is telling, Mali haiya sei bij kare arupan. Two kinds, there are so many kinds of seeds. So many kinds, especially of five kinds of bees are there. And in five kinds, there are so many, some raw, some ripened, some so strong, so many kinds of, as we have seeds in shops. So if we are having this bees from any shop of Rupa Goswami, in the shop of Sarup Damodar, then you should say, oh, very, very prominent, very powerful, this seed is. So this, especially they are divided into two, Vaidhi Bhakti seed and Raganuga seed. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that if you don't know the difference between Raganuga Sadhan Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti Sadhan Bhakti, then you cannot enter in real bhakti. You'll have to hear all these things. At first you will have to know that what is bhakti, what is uttama bhakti, to whom we should apply that Krishna, who is Krishna, what is the specialty of Brajandanandan, Krishna, and Dwarkadhish and Mathura Krishna, Rukmini Krishna. You will have to know all these things. Who am I? How we can best serve to Krishna? We'll have to know all these things if you want really to enter in bhakti. And then you'll have to know what is the difference between Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga bhakti. If you are not knowing, then so many doubts will come. Anyone tell that you have no adhikar in bhakti? In Raganuga, you cannot hear. You cannot hear it forever. No. Then there will be, we are not qualified to hear the Raganuga word even. And forever we will be vanchit raha jayenge.
Cheated.
Vanchitrana means? Deprived of bhakti. Forever. So don't do this. We should know all things. Rupa Goswami has told that yatra ragan rag anuvaptatvat pravritti rupajayate. Where is no rag, but we are trying to enter in bhakti. What is rag? Attachment. What kind of attachment? Attachment with Krishna, to serve Krishna. If there is, if we are going to serve Krishna, but there is no rag, no attachment, no love, affection or shraddha or anything. But we want to serve, because we know that if you are not serving Krishna, our life is useless. So by hearing the words from Shastra, we are going to enter in bhakti, but no ruchi, no taste, no nothing there. Then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But there is Shraddha. There is Shraddha in Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya and Bhagavat Vakya and all other things. But no greed is there. Then this called Bhakti is called Vaidhi Bhakti. hearing the bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Goswami, I told in morning, anyone can decide that I should serve Krishna. In the line of Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami has told so many things about Vaidhi Bhakti. So now we are going to enter in Bhakti. Then we are qualified for Vaidhi Bhakti. But there is no attachment. Anyone is hearing now from Raghunath Bhatt. Raghunath Bhatt was so qualified in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Rupa Sanatan and all Goswamis of Vrindavan used to hear his Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit, himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda used to hear his Bhagavatam. So if anyone very qualified in Rashik and Tattvagya and explaining Braj Bhakti, Damodar Lila, Kaliya Daman Lila. What Kaliya Daman Lila? Why Krishna wanted to control Kaliya? Krishna wanted to show gopis, oh, I am so bold, I am so strong, so powerful. I can dance on the hood of serpents also. And he make a fun like this. And he called all gop and gopis, especially gopis, girlfriends, like gopis, all were gathered there, assembled. At first Krishna showed that I am helpless and the serpent is about to kill him by his bite. At once Krishna jumped up and went on the head of Kali, and then he began to dance so sweet, having his hands here and there. And all gopis were at that time at the age of 5, 6, 7, but so bigger at that time, all were charmed to hear Krishna and to see the dance of Krishna. His main thing was to this, but outwardly he controlled Kaliya. So all were attracted and he wanted this. So after that, you know, the pastimes of gopis who did very hard stories in Katyayani Vrata, and Krishna told, oh, you are taking bath so early in cold season. The air is so and very cold season, and you are taking bath. Oh, why you are naked? You should not be naked. You have done some fault, offenses to river and to demigod of river. So you will have to come to me and apologize for that. We will never do. After that, very sweet things in this. Krishna told that you should come and do pranam folding hands, up hands. At last they thought that we want to please Krishna and we are doing this hard austerities only to meet Krishna. And Krishna is here and he is telling anything. We should obey him. So they did so. And after that, Rash was done. You know Rash. There Krishna was controlled by gopis. And after the all the Leela. Hearing this, a devotee who was hearing all these things, he decided that I should choose to serve Krishna like gopis. I should choose how Yashoda served Krishna. So mood will come. Their bhakti, their serving is called ragatmika. Atmika means by soul. There is so much attraction, so much love in service of Krishna. Wholeheartedly, they are serving Krishna. But mother is serving, but not like gopis, by all senses. Hearing this, he concluded in the last that I must serve like gopis. Thus, a greed came. This greed is the cause or qualification of Raganuga Bhakti. A rich comes at once with that Shraddha. Ruchi means some
taste.
What taste? In hearing, at that time, no practically service. You are hearing all these things. With a great care and affection, he hears all. And as much as he hears, his impression becomes strong and strong. Only this can lead us to Raganuga Bhakti. He is qualified. So, he is telling that Shraddha only, whether that Shraddha is Vishwasmai to Shastra. Understanding?
Scripture.
Either Lobhamai Shraddha with taste is there. Both are qualification of bhakti. One in Raganuga, one in Vaidhi Bhakti. But if it is received anyhow, luckily, and if you are not hearing, both Shraddha will destroy and seed will be dry and it will not affect it. So we must hear regularly. Giving up all activities, all worldly desires, even gyan and karma, as jab tak hum log is jivan mein hain,
as long as we are in this world,
having this human body, we'll have to adopt in any way karma and gyan. But they should serve bhakti. Bhakti should not serve gyan and karma. Otherwise they will cover bhakti. And bhakti will be ruined. So, we should know that though it depends on shraddha, qualification of having bhakti, those who have Kanishta Shraddha, a little Shraddha. No, first Uttam Adhikari. Shastre Yuktau Chau Nipuda. Sarvatha Dhrananishaya Praudha Shraddha Adhikari Jasa Bhakta Uttamau Mata. He has a strong faith and he knows all the arguments, all Siddhants. Everything he knows. And he has very proud Shraddha, very strong faith. His faith cannot shake. Never, never. And he can reply any question very easily because he has the realization. So this is the samtips of Uttamadhikari. Like Sukadeva Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami and all associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have heard that Swamiji, anyone can come in front of Swamiji and ask so many questions, about tedhe medhe prashna.
Silly questions.
Not silly. Challenging. But at once he used to solve like this. I have seen my Gurudev. Anyone challenging, coming to him and challenging. Very, very big questions. But he used to solve it very quickly. He is telling Harikatha, automatically his answer he has got and he will do like, oh, I have received my answer. So, Uttam Adhikari. He knows, he is so much qualified in Shastra Yukti. Yukti, you know?
Argument.
All kinds of established conclusion. And he is also very attached to Krishna, very much. His Shraddha cannot shake. So he is Uttam Adhikari. Sukadeva Goswami and told all there, all the acharyas in our line were like this, Uttam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari, ya shastra adishu anipudaha, shraddha manusha madhyama. Those who are so much dhrin shraddha, so much
strong faith.
Shraddhalu, so much shraddhalu. It cannot say, if they are not knowing so much shastra, they are not qualified in shastra yukti and shastra siddhant, they may be defeated by anyone. But their shraddha will be
fixed.
No harm. They will go, again they will be ready and they will defeat that person. These are Madhyam Adhikari. And Kanishtha Adhikari, like we are Kanishtha Adhikari, just jo bhavet komal shraddhasa kanishto nigadyate, where there is shraddha, but very
small
and komal,
soft.
That now he is hearing so much and he now seems that he is so strong. And when he will out of the society and hear the arguments of Mayavadi, Yogi, Karmi, Jnani and others, then he will be shaken. Oh, you are telling it true. Then he makes. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told Kharjatiya, Mukunda. I will not give prem to Kharjatiya Mukunda because he, in the council of Jnani, he becomes Jnani. In the council of Yogi, he becomes Yogi. And in Bhakti, he takes so good, long tilak and very big, big. This, like here, and very big, big chanting beat. So much. So heavy. They think that, this will give me so much bhakti. So they did like this. So they are Kanishta. They can change their opinions. Those who come to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj ji, they were impressed by him at that time. But when he left this world and went to his to serve his
holy master
and Srimati Radhika Jugal, Jugal, they became powerless. Some give up, renounce order, sannyas, mostly. Someone went to become householder. Someone left at all bhakti. Someone became Babaji. Some became Karmi Yogi. Some went in Nimbark Sampradaya. So, thus they became. They were in Komal Shraddha. Not fixed. Not Madhyam Adhikari. Yet, Madhyam, if they have become Madhyam Adhikari, and having Nishtha, then it would never be had been like so. So, he's telling in the end that all human persons, whether men or women, are qualified to enter in bhakti if they have Shraddha. And if they have greed only, but even that time, they are full of anartha, no harm. Only this Shraddha is qualification to enter, if they have Shraddha. So all are qualified if they have Shraddha. If they have greed, with ruchi, some little taste, then they are qualified for Raganuga Bhakti, Braja Bhakti. And if not, they should be in Vaidhi Bhakti going on. 45 minutes ho gaya. Swami is hearing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this. If you have that beast, see, Shramana Kirtana Jale, Kare Sinchan. Be a gardener. Devotee should be gardener. Guru has given seed. And this gardener should plant this seed very carefully in good soil. It should make, he will first, his duty, first duty is to make it fertile. How he will make fertile? By hearing, by pouring water. If the water, the soil is now some fertile, he will give the seed, he will plant the seed. And he will very, very carefully, he will give water, he will protect from so many things. We will explain gradually all these things. Ekirtan should be done. Namami Nandanandan. You should know that Śrīla Chaitanya Mahāprabhu gave the process of Vaidhi Bhakti to Sanatana Goswami. And the process of Raganuga Bhakti to Rupa Goswami. See, Sanatana Goswami has written Hari Bhakti Vilas that how we can progress in Vaidhi Bhakti. Almost all, we are all qualified for Vaidhi Bhakti. Very rare persons are those who have greed to serve Krishna like Brajavasi. Then they are qualified for Raganuga. But there will be no devotee for like this. It is not. Other Bhai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give east. And he gave to so many persons. lakhs and lakhs. Rupa Goswami has given. So we should not be further. But anyhow, if you have not greed, no harm, we should try to follow Srila Sanatana Goswami. If you are following him, I think gradually Raganuga will come. If you are following Ramanuj, Madhva, and all, then not necessary that Raganuga Bhakti will come. But by following Sanatana Goswami, his rules and regulations, we are sure that very soon we can enter in Raganuga Bhakti. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them some orders, perhaps four orders to them. For Vaidhi Bhakti, he told that, Sanatana Goswami, he told that you should publish the books, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Vaishnava rules and regulations. Secondly, to establish Bhakti Siddhant by explaining Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things that Sanatana Goswami has done. To discover the old deities from Vajranav, where in earth now, at that time, they should discover and it should establish. He established Madan Mohan and all other places of pastimes of Krishna. Also, he in Hari Bhakti Vilas, he told that if your impression is not so strong, you'll have to do something. What? To serve Vaishnavas. To serve in like temples that Swami has done, he engaged all persons if they have any qualification, worldly qualification, if learned, unlearned, strong, weak, intelligent, foolish, anywhere, any person engaged in service. If he is scientist, he engaged preaching through science. If they're artist, or by art you can serve. Engage all. This is bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti. To engage them. He made so many plans here and there, temples, establishing deities according to their qualifications. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, because they don't know who is Krishna. So for them, for primary faith he did. And if they will hear more, and then they will come in a line of Krishna. So sometimes Nrisingadev, sometimes Krishna with Baladev, sometimes Nityananda, with Gaurchandra, like this. Ramachandra also he established in his temples to collect persons. But Rupa Goswami never did so because he was Raganuga. He only established Radha Govindaji. Only one thing. He was a special kind of Rasik Vaishnava. He was Guru of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered. Only they were following this. So we should try to follow all these things. Swamiji, in very short time,
He covered whole world with his books, with temples, so many things. He made Atithi Bhavan, guest houses. It was no need, but yet any kind of person should come and engage their qualification in bhakti. But if a person is not like him, if he is doing, he is engaged himself in all activities and he cannot
progress.
So we should be very careful. Or am an object should be the service of conjugal, especially bending towards Srimati Radhika. This should be main object. And if you are Kanishta Vaishnava, you cannot understand all these things. But if you have Shraddha, gradually by following the plans of Swamiji or given by Srila Sanatana Goswami, making temples, publishing books, serving anyway, making gardens for Krishna,
Goshala,
and all other things. But do it for Krishna benefit, not for you. And if you are thinking that I am master of all these things, so many Gosalaras are mine, this is mine, this is mine, that is, all wealth are mine, then you will be totally
ruined.
As so many are going. You shouldn't be like that. So for our qualification, we should try to serve Krishna by all means. We have some also projects to, in addition to Swamiji, Bhaktiri Swami Sindhu, Gita of Bhashya of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in addition to Swamiji. Very good. Our Hindi has been published. English, very soon we are going to. Jaiva Dharma, very good book for
marvelous.
This. Marvelous. Navdeep Prabhu is doing, first part is now ready to print. It will be published very soon. So many books. I have written the explanation of Venugi. It has been completed in Hindi. I want that very soon it should be translated and it should be available for all devotees. Very, very helpful for all these things. So we have also some old plans. A very old-aged,
ancient
place of gopis and Krishna with Durvasa we have
received.
Anyhow, they have given us very old place of Krishna pastimes where gopi went to Durvasa. Krishna told that, how you came here? Very strong
flood
is there in Jamuna. How you crossed Jamuna? They told that Krishna met us and we asked that how you can cross the river. He told that you should say to Jamuna that if Krishna is
Brahmachari,
he has never seen any woman in his whole life. No connection, he haven't seen any lady. Then we can cross river. They told to Jamuna and Jamuna gave way and they crossed on foot Jamuna. Then Durvasa asked them that how you will go? You should make any arrangement. You should tell that if Durvasa has never taken anything in his whole life, any food or anything, then we, Jamuna may give a way to cross. Then gopis began to laugh. Krishna has come from the womb of any lady and from boyhood always attached to gopis
He can never be
without ladies.
And he is telling that if I have not seen any lady and no connection at all, I have never seen any lady. He is a lawyer, great lawyer. He is guru of all lawyers. And even you are telling, we have brought here lakhs and lakhs dishes of so sweet and delicious sweets and foods, and you took it all in a moment. And you are telling that if I have not taken anything, he told that this is the thing. I took everything, but I never took anything. I have not taken anything for me. Everything I took for Krishna, for the service of Krishna. I am not doer, I am not karta. I never thought like this. So, I have never taken. And Krishna told that I am not karta. I have done for you, not for me. So, doing everything, I have done nothing. So, that place is there. Also, you know that Srimati Radhika was so much expert in cooking. Anything he cooked, it became so more than nectar. He gave this mantra to Srimati Radhika. In childhood, she served Durvasa. And the Durvasa gave benediction that you should be like this. Why? To serve Krishna. She will serve Krishna. So he gave it. So what he used to cook, anything, it used to be more than, lakhs and lakhs more time than this nectar. So Krishna was so strong, never defeated, and so on. So Durvasa, first he was Brahma Rishi, Nirvisheshvadi. But by the influence of Ambarish Maharaj, he became pure devotee. And after that he lived in Vrindavan, opposite to
Vishramghat,
on the bank of Yamuna. And he was so much, did aradhana of gopis, yog maya. And that is why he became a Rashik Vaishnava. So he can give. So this place have been managed by us now. We have some plan to make it. This place is also known. Das was has taken birth there. Same place. And also Parasar used to live there. Ambarish Maharaj was there. Dattatreya was there. Also Sukhdev Goswami used to go there. So there is so many places. So I want to make very vivid there that anyone can go and remember all the pastimes of Krishna. Now I am coming to. So Vrinda and all others have made a sketch there. You can see that place outside. And that project is there. Bas. So I'm telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Vaidhi Bhakti rules and regulation to Sanatana Goswami. And the rules and regulation and everything he gave it to Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that if a man has that seed and plants in his heart, if the heart is so hard, by plow, by any means, he should make it fertile. Giving something, water. And you know cow dung? Rotten cow dung is given to make it fertile.
So, so many things. You will have to take, uproot all other things.
Jungles.
Cut the jungles and make it. So, the devotees should be like this. Then he should plant this seed, Bhakti Lata Bees, here. How he should protect and how he should nourish and give water, we will discuss on the next day. Gaur Premanande.